Hello, this is Stuart Pearce, bringing you a highly unique miracle manifestation meditation just for you. Bringing you this from the communion of the angels of Atlantis, who have designed this to enable you to feel your own unique route to the crystal temple that you once were devoted to and dedicated your soul way back when you lived in Atlantis. So prepare yourself by making sure that you're within your sacred space, within your meditation zone. Light candles, close off, switch on voicemail, closing off communication devices, burn incense, and perhaps even have some sacred music very faintly playing in the background. Whatever you feel is appropriate to prepare the space for this reverential act. And then prepare your body by making sure that you have as much liquid inside you that you need. Maybe a bottle of water needs to be beside you. And feel your body sitting comfortably, whether this be in the chair or on the floor cross-legged, whatever you prefer. Align your spine. See the pranic cord within your spine open and enlivened by its beautiful light. Make sure you feel grounded and earthed. So if you're spinning very fast as a result of doing so much or being concerned and stressing, let's just slow those rhythms down by using pranayama to enter your body. So just feel the power of your breath moving perhaps too fast in your body and let all the breath go. Feel the need to breathe and then breathe in. Pause. And then let the breath go. When you're empty, feel the need and once again breathe in. Pause. And then let the breath go. Emptying out every residue of air that you have, feel the need and once again breathe in. Pause. And then slowly let it go, and notice how, as you let it go, and when it's all gone, you recover your own breath, just refocusing on your own rhythm, you feel yourself settling deep into the beautiful architecture of your body. The constant focus of your physical presence is significant. But what I would like you to do is to see that a silver cord is attached to the heart chakra, the seat of your soul, as we move into this transcendental meditation, which is going to move you from your body, but your body will always, your soul will always be in connection to this silver cord. So feel yourself, your mind, your consciousness, your soul force, leave your body, leaving it sitting where it is, and traveling into a field of light that moves immensely fast and goes on and on. So your body is levitating very purely through the space until suddenly the field of light ceases and you discover yourself moving over a landscape of exquisite beauty, where beneath you you see either tumbling, rolling hills, green pastures, and suddenly in the distance there is the vision of a very special garden or area that looks paradisic that you are now going to be moving into. So moving over the boundary into this garden. And as soon as you are there, feel how your body levitates or hovers over the beautiful, verdant green that is beneath you, both in terms of the grass and the trees and the shrubs and the flowers, these exquisite incense-bearing trees, these beautiful plants of an exotic nature that literally give off as you pass beautiful perfume that affects and ameliorates the whole of your physical form, the whole of the essence of your soul. In the distance, notice that there is a body of water, a ribbon of light, that is right at the very center of this exquisite garden. Follow this body of water, this ribbon of light, and as you hover over the river, notice that deep within the water of the river, that the elemental creatures are coming to speak to you. The undines are coming to say hello. The water spirits and the sprites are coming to literally regard the sacred nature of your soul as it passes through this sacred land. As this happens, notice that there are other creatures on the earth, not just within the body of water, that also come and meet you, whether they be beautiful deer or other exquisite animals that come and review you, or pixies and fairies and brownies and leprechauns coming to see you purely and simply because they wish to honour and witness the beauty of your soul. As you travel along the body of water, way off in the distance, there catches your attention a glittering golden dome, like a vast saucer hovering in the air above this beautiful garden. Go towards it, and as you move towards it, you begin to realize that this golden saucer, this disc of light, is literally the dome of a beautiful temple that is calling you. It is open-sided, and the golden dome is literally held in position by 12 exquisite crystal pillars. Enter the temple, and as you enter, notice that it's positioned on a golden dais. Maybe there are a series of steps leading up to it, but your body levitates into the middle of the temple where there sits a beautiful golden chair. Rest upon this chair, this golden throne, and review the scene before you. And notice the deep knowing within your being, the deep remembering within your being, that these energies, as subtle as they may be, are well known by you. So there is a feeling of immense comfort. There is a feeling of immense serenity. There is a feeling of coming home to that purest part of your soul. This is the crystal temple of your Atlantean existence. As these thoughts and feelings move through you, notice that each of the pillars begin to illuminate with an extraordinary energy, perhaps triggered by tones or sounds. So perhaps you can hear there is angelic music in this space. One of the pillars suddenly becomes full of a beautiful blue lapis lazuli light. The next pillar becomes full of a beautiful red ruby light. The next pillar becomes full of a beautiful yellow light. The next pillar shimmers with beautiful silver light. The next pillar shimmers or shines with a beautiful violet light. The next pillar shimmers with beautiful emerald green. And the next crystal pillar shimmers with extraordinary obsidian, this deep indigo color. And the next pillar shimmers with amber. And the next pillar shimmers with a beautiful quartz pink energy. And the next pillar shimmers with an exquisite lilac. And the next pillar shimmers with beautiful carnelian orange red, And finally, the next pillar shimmers with turquoise or teal. These 12 pillars are representations of the 12 angels of Atlantis. They are with you now, providing you in prayerful state with the greatest amplification of the manifestational desire that you have at this time. So in this throne, in this seat of your I Am presence, measure what that thought or feeling is. What do you see in your mind's eye or in your soul's eye? In your soul's visionary capacity, what is it that you wish to bring into existence in the 3D life that you are living as human? If there is nothing that comes to your mind, perhaps it is that you wish to manifest energy for another, for a significant other. Hold the image or the feeling or the sound of this form that you wish to manifest deep in your heart. See the accomplishment of this manifestation, flaring, shimmering, lighting within the 12 pillars of the angels. They are celebrating and recognizing the creation of this dream. And then just as it began, feel that the energy reaches a point of crescendo with the intensity of your desire, with a complete awareness that ask and it is given, with a total belief, faith, and trust in the fact that your cosmic guardians, the angels of Atlantis, will allow the manifestation of this dream, of this intention. And as this flares or intensifies, the energy, also moving in a wave-like fashion, begins to soften and lessen so that you feel the intensity of each of the crystal pillars supporting the golden dome begin to die down to the point where the colors, the rays of these 12 angels also subside, and once more the space is, this golden dome temple is the way it was when you first arrived. This heralds a moment of departure. And so giving thanks in your heart, pledging gratitude to these cosmic guardians of your destiny. Trust that the miracles and the magic that you need in your life will be brought to you by these 12 extraordinary guardians of your force. And as this happens, your body lifts from the chair and once more moves at speed of light through and beyond the temple, along the body of water, where once more you regard the beauty and the exquisite nature of this paradise situation, this Eden of gardens. And all of the beings of this space come forth and sing a gentle melody in celebration of the uniqueness of your soul and the wonder of your creative, magical nature. And suddenly you feel yourself passing beyond this garden back into the billowing white silver light, moving fast, levitating through this purifying, extraordinary energy until once more you find yourself through the silver cord coming back into your body and resting in the chair where you are. Much will be processed by this extraordinary meditation. And so I will leave you to process those energies. Once you have, share them with people whom you trust, who understand the richness of the visionary nature of your soul's capacity. And if you need to, then do reach out to a healer or a counsel. I wish you well, and great joy with the manifestation of this miraculous deed. Namaste, namaste, namaste.